you or point you towards a direction that you will know Zion must not be moved. This is what God says to say to you, the church of God, this morning. Again, you've heard it for those who have been here some years ago. But tonight, God is saying, Zion must not be moved. Come on, can we say, Zion must not be moved. Zion must not be moved. I'd like to announce to somebody this morning, I don't know what your situation is, I want to announce to Victory Assembly as a church, and I'm going to speak to VA as a person, and I want to announce to your spirits this morning, I don't know your situation, I don't know what it is that where you stand, but I know hearts are discouraged. I know, you know, churches are discouraged. Victory Assembly as a church, we come round, and I know when Pastor Musa comes, he did some things that he meditates on and all that. God is saying this season, you know, no shaking. No shaking. Zion must not be moved. I don't know what your expectations were. I don't know what God, you know, the state where people have been. I could say the stories of I spent the last few 24 hours, 48 hours, a bit disappointed in one or two things I expected to see happen, and it didn't happen. Not for me, but for one or two people. But I want to say to you, no matter what your situation is, I want to say to you this morning, lift up your head, O ye Zion. Zion must not be moved. No shaking, no situation in life should make you shiver or move from where you are. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. I want to announce to somebody, I want to announce to VA as a church, whether the numbers increase or they drop, I want to say to you, there's a word from the throne room of God this morning. No shaking. I don't care what your situation is, but I want to care to tell you this, that the word of God is coming to you mighty and powerful this morning. That Zion must not be moved. Hallelujah. Zion must not be moved. A song came to my spirit, and I'm going to sing it, and then I will see if we can sing it. I was singing it once, and people were like wondering, where is she coming from? Let's try to see if we can sing it. It's a scripture, you know, somewhere in the Bible. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion. Can you sing? We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion, Zion, 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 Mount Zion. Zion, Mount Zion. Zion, Mount Zion. Zion, Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion. Come on now. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion, 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 Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion, hallelujah, Mount Zion, the city of the living God, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. Thank you for that harmony. Where are all the people who are good at organizing this song? I have to record this song. I've written it. It has stayed too long inside the cooler. So I need all those who are organized in this house to help me, let's put it into a praise song properly. It's God Tales and whatever. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be healing. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, no plagiarism. Amen. Mount Zion is the place of healing. Hallelujah. When God gave me this song, I just felt something, and I'm just trying to transfer that thing to you, that you're upon Mount Zion. It's the city of the living God. Hallelujah. And somebody says, oh, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Now, this morning, I'm just going to speak to you because I don't, you know, one thing that I don't have, whatever, to say what is beyond me. But I just want to say to you, to this house, I want to speak some things this morning to you. I want to speak some things. I want you to know that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither have hearts fathomed the things that God has prepared for this house and for those who love him. When the worship was going on, God opened my eyes to see, you know, saying Zion must not be moved because God has mightier things for you in stock. During the worship, God opened my eyes and I traveled. I traveled, and I would not tell you now because very soon the things that have been said over the years, and you know, just during the worship, it was like a trance, and I saw some things, you know, and some stages and some things just happen as a flash in front of my eyes. And I know that Zion is in the middle of the heart and the plan of God. That you as a church, you as an individual, as a Zionist by birth, that God has a lot of plan for you at heart. I don't want you to go around feeling discouraged for 1 minute, you know, feeling like an outcast, feeling as if you're out of plan, out of ideas, out of focus and focus. Because God is in the business of doing something with Zion. And the Zion, he doesn't get tired of Zion. He doesn't remove his hand or relent his hands concerning you, Zion. I want you to rejoice, O daughter of Zion. If you want me to say, O son of Zion, you rejoice this day and make merry because the Lord your God is on your case and he's mighty to save and to deliver. And he's not tired. He's not lacking of ideas. He's not lacking of where he wants to go with your life. He's not lacking of strength to propel you and to help you. You know, I just want you to know that your creator, the maker, the keeper of Israel, the owner, the one that is installed in Zion, I want you to know that he's upon your case this morning, and his idea concerning your life, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have hearts even fathomed or understood what God has prepared for those who love him. And this morning I sat down there and I thought of this scripture. And I said, what an advantage. What a privilege. What a privilege. What an honor to be in that. If you understand the things that God has prepared for his children, if you have an insight, if he opens your eyes in a glance to see the height, the depth, the width, the intensity of the things that he has planned for those who love him, then life is worth a living. You don't want to waste your entire life running around without spending 1 minute to understand that the God who is installed in Zion, the one who called you to sit in high and heavenly places, you know, with him through Christ Jesus, therefore making you heirs, Zionists by birth, you know, that he has plans, deep things, insight, things you don't even understand, that he's at work to do some things concerning your life that you don't even have a clue, that you need, that to them that love God, because I love God, he has deep love for me, deep plan for me, deep revelations for me, deep things, that if only we can calculate and understand, then we will not fret for 1 minute as a church or as an individual. We sometimes, human beings, we are momentary thinkers. When things go wrong, 1 minute we think God has abandoned us, and that's it. No, no, no. God is no respecter of person. He is God in all situations. And we sang this morning, the song says, He changed not. I don't know what's one of the songs we sang. I look at powerful lines in the song, and one of that lines says that He is God and He changes not. I want you to pay attention to God this season. Zion must not be moved. 1 Corinthians 15, 57 to 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. No matter what the circumstance. Find yourself shaken a little, but stand. Stand therefore. That's what the Bible says. Stand therefore. Hallelujah. In the liberty wherein Christ has set us free. Stand. When he says stands, it means sometimes we'll shake. Sometimes we'll have doubts. Sometimes we'll feel as if it's not working. Sometimes we will ask why. Sometimes as a church, we will wonder, discouraged. Sometimes we will say, where are all the people? As a church, as individuals. Sometimes we say, after all, we have sown. But it says, be steadfast. It says, be unmovable. Unmovable. It means you might have the possibility, the ability to move because you are human. But then the scripture comes to strengthen us. It says, be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God is a just God. God is a fair God. His ways are higher. He owes no man. There's no way you can sow into God and then he doesn't sow back into you. And his own sowing is an enlargement of feet more than the feet of the hind's feet. It's a double increase. I just want to announce to you, it might not happen now. To Victory Assembly, it might not happen now to your life. It might not happen now to your situation. But there is a plan. There is a God who sits on the throne. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of praise. He is mighty in praise. And I want you to know that he's unmovable. He's steadfast. He's just. He's fair. He's a just God. His ways are higher. Sometimes we look at the lines of the scripture and we read them blah, 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 blah. And we do not pay attention to what we are reading. But I want you to know that you might not seem to be what you expect, where you expect. As a church, as an individual, in your health, concerning your circumstance. But I want you to say, I want to say to Zion this morning, no shaking. Zion must not be moved. The book of Psalms 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. They that trust in the Lord. We are seated up in heavenly places, you know, with him through Christ Jesus. And then the scripture also tells us that they that put their trust in the Lord. He equates you to Mount Zion. Mount Zion is everlasting. It cannot be removed. So you cannot be removed. No shaking. I want you to recognize who you are in Christ. I want you to pinch yourself this morning. Peradventure, you forgot who you are in Christ because you are flesh and blood. I want you to know that you are royal priesthood. You are extraordinary. You are worthy of showroom display. You are powerful.
You are loaded with the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are installed in Zion with the King of Kings. I want you to understand what you carry. Sometimes we forget, we think we're just ordinary human beings. No, but installed in us is the Spirit of God. I want you to understand who you are. It's the way we go to work every day and we come feeling one English. I heard one woman of God say recently, she said, one English that when you speak, even God turns to the angel to say, what did she even say? He even needs the angel to help him interpret the way some of us even speak English nowadays. We forgot our heavenly language. It was Pastor Funke that I heard saying that. She's so funny. He said, you speak English. He said, hey, what? He said to the angel, what did she even say? Interpret. I don't want you to forget yourself. Hallelujah. I want you to know who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I lost my track a bit. Just give me a second. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Mount Zion. Upon Mount Zion, he shall be holy. Upon Mount Zion, he shall be holy. Mount Zion, Zion, Mount Zion, Zion, Mount Zion, Zion, Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Mount Zion. Amen. Mount Zion. Amen. Jerebosa. Lande bregene mansuna henema shereboha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I just want you to understand, as the mountains are around Jerusalem, as the Lord, so the Lord is around about his people. From henceforth, even forever. Isn't it comforting to understand this? That as the mountains surround Jerusalem, we just read, for the rod of wickedness shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside into their crooked, as for such as turn aside into their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the work of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. People of God, I just want to announce to you your position. I want to just announce to you that there's a cover, there's a blanket, there's a cover upon you. There's a passport, there's an elevation, there's a place of function that you operate in. And I want to say to you this morning that I don't want you to forget yourself. You are Mount Zion. No, Zion must not be moved, no shaking. I want you to stay silently within you, no shaking concerning my situation. Do you know, I sat and thought about this, that, and that, and I told myself, no shaking. And Zion must not be moved. There are many promises in the Bible that make us align ourselves to stand in position. Hallelujah, people of God. And this morning, I just want to remind us to pay attention. The Lord dwells in Zion, where you are. Joel 3:17 says, so shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion. And that's where we are, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her anymore. Psalms 2:6 says, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill. I like this scripture a lot because another version, the New International Version, says, "Yet I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain." And then another one, which is the Amplified Version, somebody called it the Heavenly Version. It says, "Yet, as for me, I have anointed and firmly installed my king upon Zion, my Zion." And you know where he is, we are. Do you have that understanding? So you are Mount Zion. As mountains around Mount Zion, you are Mount Zion. Zion is you. Hallelujah. This morning, it says, "They that shall be like Mount Zion." Zion is you. So if he has installed his king in Zion, I want you to know your Zionist position. Because through Christ, we're able to join yearly, if there's any English like that, partake in those things. Now, there's a place where you stand, a Zionist by birth. And if our king is installed in Zion, firmly anointed, then I want you to understand your position. That you are a Zionist by birth. And that you are installed firmly upon Mount Zion with him, together with him. And you're unmovable. You are installed firmly. You know, that you are unmovable, unmovable, unmovable. That word unmovable is installed firmly. When you install something, we use that to install mobile phone this and mobile phone that. Do you know that word, install? Firmly. You are installed firmly in that position. You are anointed, that's amplified, it says, and you're firmly installed. My king, I have firmly installed my king upon my holy mountain, and we partake in that relationship. Ephesians 2:8 says, "He has raised up us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of the grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ." We have a position. And this is why I want us to pay attention. Micah 4:1-13. I want you to bring up 13 for me. Just Micah 4:1-13. Micah 4:13, especially I want. "But in the last days it shall come to pass." I want you to understand this Mount Zion. That's who you are. "They call me Zion. They call me Zion. That's who I am. That's who I am. They call me Zion. They call me Zion. That's who I am. That's who I am. Papa, they call me Zion. They call me Zion. Yeah, that's who I am. Yes, that's who I am." Do you understand? "They call me Zion. They call me Zion. That's who I am. That's who I am. They call me Zion. They call me Zion. That's who I am. That's who I am. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it." People of God, you don't understand. In those workplaces and the places where you seem frustrated, that ideas flow from Zion. Look at that. Give me the next scripture there that I asked for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1:2-13. "And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord." And I prophesy to your lives that this is going to happen to you. It's not by your own doing, but it's going to be by insight. Zion is going to be receiving Holy Ghost gossip. Some hot gossip. Where God is going to take you and tell you in the middle of an attentive ear, you know, the spirit of counsel, to tell you things that you do not know that is beyond you. The things that are beyond you, deep things, the secret things, they belong to them in-house sons. And I want you to understand that the secret things belong to in-house sons. They are not common. They are not for everyone. And so they come in patches of deep insight. So you don't want to miss it when he wakes you up in a dream, when he talks to you in deep things, so that you catch that little line. Those little things that you ignore. He told you you're going to be president. It was in a dream. It was a trance. And you thought, here he goes. He started, who's Eunice again to become president? If the idea ran through your spirit, it means that God is saying something. We should be able to open our ears to hear in the places where God has placed us that he wants to do something that is above the extraordinary to show forth his excellencies on this earth. Zion must not be moved. But Zion must be positioned this season to hear the things of God. Woe unto a church and a people that don't hear the sound of the Spirit of God. God is at work. He's speaking. We're a ransomed church, saved by grace. I heard Pastor Jonathan speaking tonight, and he was talking about sin. God has taken us above iniquities and sorrows. He says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And he says, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A simple forgiveness of sin cleanses you for everything that is nyama nyama. If you want me to use that word. That word is a powerful word. It means mess. It just means that. Baja baja. I don't know how to describe that word. All unrighteousness. Everything that is ugly. Don't know what they call it in your language. But if we confess ourselves. Simple. Zion. Instead of arguing with God. Just stop. Let's not argue with God. Be steadfast, unmovable. A situation where it's a struggle, go back to him. It's you and him. Say something. Hold his dress. Say something. So that he knows what to do with Zion. He needs to set you a line for the place where he's installed you. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways. You see, you need to go to him. Did you see that something? Did you read it there? He will teach us his ways. And he will walk. When last did we ask him to teach us his ways? When last did you sincerely think you know too much? And you're the one that is supposed to teach and lead. Oh, show me your way, Lord, that I may walk with you. Show me your way, Lord, that I may talk with you. The cry of my heart is to know you, Lord. And la 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 da da da. They know the song, but they won't sing it in high call. So you know the song. Why have we not heard it in choir before? Another new worship song. Show me your that I may with. Show me. That's a Zionist song. That I may in the cry. The cry of my. That's right. Stronger each day. Show me your way. That sounds like we're on Mount Zion. That's the kind of songs that Zionists sing. A simple heart song. Show me your way. Where is that scripture? Oh, it's there. Can we have it for worship, please? And exhortational songs. And Dr. Tommy, Pastor Tommy. Can I have my scripture back? And he will teach us his ways, and he will walk, we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Our lives are supposed to instruct lives. The law shall go forth from Zion. I think it calls for a time of cry and repentance. If the law is supposed to go forth from Zion, what is Zion doing? It's a question I want to. Why should the law go forth from Zion? I will ask those who are doing PhD. Why should the law go forth from Zion? Do me an investigatory analysis or whatever you want to call it. Tell me the reason why the world should wait for you, for the law to come from you. Are you aligned Why should the Lord go forth from Zion? Ask yourself each individual question. Everybody here, why should I be the one that the world should imitate? Why should the world look at me? Why have I suddenly recognized that I'm Mount Zion and the Lord should go forth from me and the world should copy me? Why? I want us to pay attention to who we are. We are Mount Zion. We shake a little bit and we stand to understand who we are. We're supposed to instruct our situations, our environment, so we're not to forget ourselves. Don't forget yourself. Hallelujah. Now somebody asks me the question. Let's read 13. Give me 13. Arise then and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron. I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substances unto the Lord of the whole earth. Arise and thresh is the word for Zion. Arise and stretch and thresh is the word for Zion. Hallelujah. Lord, who shall ascend, abide in the tabernacle? Who shall dwell, Psalms 15, in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh up righteously. Now I ask you, why should the Lord come out of Zion? He that walketh up uprightly and walketh righteously and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honored them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his hands for usury. Some people don't understand this. You don't put your hands for usury. I give you 10 pounds. You've lasted 2 months. You've not given me the money. Now, when you are giving me 2 pounds, are you Bank of England? It's 12 pounds you are going to bring. Nigerians do that a lot. Usury. You don't lend people money and come and ask for interest. You're not Bank of England. Hallelujah. He that putteth not his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. That's who shall not be moved. Zion must not be moved. So we cannot go around saying, Zion, Mount Zion. There are conditions that God wants us to pay attention to, that God wants me to pay attention to this season, so that as we walk meditative walk, we think about our position and we think about how to align ourselves because of who we are. For proper function. Because it's they that love the Lord that can see exceedingly abundantly far that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. They that love the Lord. And Psalms 24 says about the same thing. The earth is the Lord's. And I love that scripture, you know, to say. It says, and its fullness thereof. It says, the world and those that dwell in. You know, I just love that scripture. The earth is the Lord's. It first of all gives us, you know, when I read that, my heart just swelled up to understand that Zion is connected to somebody who owns the entire universe. You know, when that scripture says that, doesn't it make your heart swell to know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and you dwell in highly places with him? It means he can give you anything and nobody can stay his hand. It means there's nothing anybody can withhold from you except he doesn't think you should have it. So I want you to relax your hearts, Mount Zion, and don't be moved and shaken for nothing, because the Lord, the earth is the Lord's. I just want you to do the comely and the needy things. The comely and the needy things as your homework. Why should they ask law and all that to come out of Zion? Why should there be an expectation of Zion? Do the comely thing, Mount Zion, this season, as a church, let's begin to do the things. It's not a time to point, I was saying somewhere, it's not a time to say, it is Cecilia that needs this message. It's Zion must not be moved. And God wants us to go and examine those things that will align us. Not make it one of the messages that you hear. It's not a skill that I'm trying to exhibit here. If I tell you to say something, it's because I just don't want you to sleep. One, and I want you to remember you said it. Two, and many other reasons. But it's not a skill. This is kingdom. This is Zion function we're talking about. If we're going to exhibit our Zionist rights, there's certain things we need to pay attention as a church. One of it is that we will not be moved. Because it's the situation of Zion. Zionists don't move. Come on, say no shaking. Zionists don't shake. So I want you to understand some people, you know. When we wear our heels and we come to church or we go to functions or we walk into a workplace feeling as if we're taller than everybody, there's something that is doing our heads. Zionists don't shake. I want you to have that mindset. Because some of you, for a lack of mindset adjustment, work yourself in timidity. Low self-esteem. Not knowing who you are. I'm not saying flaunt yourself and be proud and not humble. But I'm saying there's a content in you that allows you to walk tall into any place. Why should you be bowed low? Why should Zion be walking with hunchback? Why? Why should Zion not feel as if they should mix with everybody? We shouldn't even be hearing this thing about racism in this church. Because it doesn't exist. Anywhere I go, if they are white, me too, I'm white. If they are black, me too, I'm black. If they are Asian, I'm Asian. Suddenly, I just feel as if I have curly long hair. It's true. And blue eyes. The moment I walk in, my Zionist dress feels as if I'm actually part of this and I should be leading it. Says who that you shouldn't be Zionist. I enter that place and I'm Eunice. Suddenly, if they're all Chantel and whatever, me too, I'm Zoe. Eunice. Talk with, they say, you Nigerian. I'm inside, I'm saying Zionist. I'm like, oh yeah, we're just trying to take hand over. Amen. Some of you don't think I have an English accent. Wait till I was on the phone with a friend once and they called and I was saying to somebody. When I dropped, they said, I didn't realize you have an English accent. Oh, it happens at work. Zionists fit into every place because you got to acclimatize with the people. Then you can lead them. Don't go there saying, eh? What did they say? Which kind of Zionist now? You don't know how to be diplomatic. You don't even know how diversity management works. There's a way Zionists lift themselves up. And this morning when I was coming, the Holy Spirit told me something. Zionists behave themselves extra. The law shall come out of Zion. You know, Zionists, if you don't know how to have skills, social graces, and etiquettes, begin to learn it. I'm going to teach on that one of these days. And that's why I'm angry with some people. Because they will pass me, they won't say, good morning, Pastor Eunice. They will pass me like this. They will come to church for 1 month. They will walk out of this door. They won't think, let us come and greet our mama. I'm not asking you to call me mama. But I'm mama. Zionists greet. Zionists have social graces and etiquettes. So we cannot say if the Lord is going to flow out of Zion, you cannot behave yourself anyhow. People of God. You know, when I say this, you know, people think I'm asking for too much. But if you don't hear it anywhere, I've told you, there's a way Zionists behave. And it's where you take it. Charity begins at home. If you don't know how to greet here and you're only greeting in where you can change your accent, then we have a problem. There's a function upon Mount Zion. The law flows out of Zion. And we are steadfast. We are unmovable. We are abounding in the things of God. The things of God are the manners and behaviors. You know, I know Mama Stella, for example, is older than I am. I know Pastor Fumi is older than I am. So when I greet Mama Stella, I'm her pastor, like, in Victory Assembly with Pastor Musa. But I greet her and bend, because culture to whom culture is due. The woman is over 60. I greet Auntie Fumi, she calls me mommy. As she's greeting, I'm also going down a bit. You might not understand, you think we are gamma lizard. But we are just being Zionists by birth. They say, "Where is Zionists behave?" I'm not saying if your culture, some Igbo people don't know how to bow. Respect is of the heart. I'm not forcing anybody to bow or anything like that. But what I'm saying is that there's a place for order and ranks and filings and understand. If they are greeting me because I'm Pastor Eunice, I'm also greeting them because they are older. And also greeting them because they have an office to be respected. The King Rachel Dina, for example, is an ordained minister. I might be functioning in a little bit more ordination or whatever level or so, but is she not ordained? She's ordained. So she greets me. I greet her, you know, whether it's ranks, files, we're colleagues in ministry. And I greet her with that respect of her age, and I greet her with that respect of her office. Because respect to whom respect is due. So I don't forget myself. Zionists, don't forget yourself. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. These are the things of God. There's no Christianity, no gibberish to speak when we are not organized in ourselves. You cannot just be doing anything anyhow. You don't want anybody to tell you anything, nothing. You just don't want to organize. I go to a program with Pastor Biodun, my minister, knowing that I'm a Zionist. She's my senior pastor. I didn't go to greet her the night before. Pastor Rachel took me. I didn't greet her the night before because I didn't want to disturb her. But I couldn't sleep well because I know that since I'm on ground the day before and I know she's there, I should have greeted her. So in the next thing in the morning, I just sent her a text. "Ma, please, I didn't greet you yesterday because I didn't want to disturb you." The next thing I heard, they say she's getting ready. I stood up, almost hitting the bags on my room, skipping over them to run so that she won't reach the venue before I greet her. I knocked. "Bless you, Ma. I just wanted to greet because the right thing," and you don't communicate everything so that people won't think of what they didn't think. See, the gaps we leave, Zionists, the gaps we leave. People don't read what you didn't tell them. Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't show up? They don't understand to know that it's because you were ill. They just think you are just being rude and refusing to function in where what they told you to do because you didn't send no text to say anything. So you leave people with a gap to think A when they should be thinking B. When you communicate things, Zionists should communicate with themselves. Say, there's a way we live. Etiquettes and social graces, why should the law flow from Zion? Why? I'm sure if you do your whatever, you will find that those are some of the findings. Why should the law flow out of Zion? Zionists should not be walking straight without no greetings. You have not greeted the elders are amongst you. They've not received any greetings from you. They are all angry. Yeah, because if you don't greet elders, they are angry. What kind of children are these? They don't know how to greet. At least from the way I came from. You come and say, "Pastor K, good morning. Pastor Daddy, good morning." You understand what I'm saying? You do it so that they will even know. If they didn't see you, wait till they turn. Say, "Daddy, good morning, sir." So they will know it's them you are greeting. If they didn't see, touch them. When they turn, "Good morning, sir." Then there is a record that you greeted them. Because if you greeted them when they were looking that way, they will not know you did. Things must be intentional and on purpose. Zionists are intentional and on purpose. I want you to know that. Don't forget yourselves. Now, I'm telling you tips of things that set you apart and make you understand why the law should flow. If the Bible is saying the law will flow out of Zion, this is why. You don't have to go fabricating and say, we are the lawmakers. The law is flowing from us to you. So pay attention, we need to tell you the law. No, that's not how it works. The law is read like an epistle in the carriers of it. I'm just going to run through some things and I'll sit down quickly. Just run through them quickly. And I'll skip many things here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Zion must not be moved. I think because of what God is saying to me this morning, I'm going to cut this into two. Because there is an instruction that this Zion should close about this time. If the law is going to flow out of Zion, we have to start to learn to obey who told us to do it. Praise the Lord. Zion must not be moved. That's something you must not forget. I will take it up from here another time. Don't forget, like I told you, the law shall flow out of Zion. I'll maybe just read you one last scripture that is, you know, just doing my heart. I think it's Joel. Can I have, is it Joel? Joel chapter 3. Joel 3:17. Is it Joel 3:17? It says, let not your hand be listless. That's the one I want. Amen. Just that one scripture, I feel as if I should read and then I can seal it up. Saying that Zion, your hands, don't let your hands be listless. Is that Joel chapter 3:17? No, that's not Joel. Hallelujah. The king is installed in Zion. Zephaniah 3, let's just read this one scripture and I'll stop. Zephaniah 3:14-17. Zephaniah 3:14. Zephaniah 3. Give me Zephaniah. Zephaniah. Is there no way this thing can be together? Sing, O daughter of Zion, O son. Shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgment. He has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. I want you to know that for an assurance. Thou shalt see evil. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hand be slack. The Amplified Version or NIV says, let not thy hand be listless. Go on. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemies. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. So I just want to encourage you. I like that scripture. I caught that thing. Let not your hand be listless. Let it not slack. Zombie. Did it come to your mind? Don't stand there and not have requests. Don't stand there without expectation. The sin of Zion has been blotted. There's no guilt to Zion. Okay? You're not walking in guilt. You're not walking with your head bowed. We had this study today. Zion needs to adjust themselves within a second. We have that entry and provision. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let your hands not be listless. Let your hands not be listless. Be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. Hallelujah. I just want you to know who you are. That as this afternoon we walk out of this place, if there's anything that you are not, in fact, you know, when I was in Jos, I was preaching in a conference not very long ago, and, you know, I said something. You know, there's more in God. I said to them, more in God. When I went back this time, one of them, you know, I said, somebody needs to do a t-shirt and put more in God. In fact, somebody ran. He has a business now. He has this t-shirt everywhere. More in God. More in God. That's, people are buying it. So, somebody might want to do no shaking. Or Zion must not be moved. You understand? He took it as a prophetic word. When I went, I thought, am I seeing well? Or do I need glasses? More in God. That sounds like something I know. He said, yes, he took it when you did that message. Now he's making money. So if you now want to remember, there's more in God. Zion must not be moved. No shaking. Come on, somebody say no shaking. Shall we rise this afternoon? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Come on, I want you to open your mouth just within 2 minutes and say, there's no shaking. There's no shaking. My hands will not remain listless. Yes, the law will flow from me because I'm a Zionist. God will align my life. God will align my life. Now, this is a personal time. I don't have to show you how to pray. A lot of times we kind of motivate people to pray. But I'm not going to motivate you to pray. I want to try to inspire you to pray. You've heard the message that is life-changing. That you want to ask God, God, cause me to stand. Bible says, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding. Father, help me. Let it be that I won't preach to these people and be found wanting, oh God. Help me to be steadfast. Help me like Mount Zion, oh God, that the law will flow out of me. Teach me your way. Show me your way that I will walk with you, Lord. Help me, oh God, this season. These are end times, oh God. Teach me your etiquettes, your skills, your social graces. Let me live a life that is pleasing unto you. Father, Lord, let me be like Mount Zion, hallelujah, that showcases God. Let me be a representative of you. Let me represent you well, oh God. Father, let me be like somebody who has come from the holy hill. Let me be a part of that the group that leads, the leadership, the frontliners. That's who I am. That's who I am, oh God. That's who I am. I'm a Zionist by birth. I'm a frontliner, oh God. Teach me your ways, oh God. Let it be through me. Let it ooze the life of God. Let it ooze through me, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray you, oh God, help me. Help Eunice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because as a church, we come before you. There's a combination of messages and things that have been said here this morning. I pray, oh God, that you cause Zion not to be moved. Whether as a church, as individuals. Show us your ways, oh God. Help us understand ourselves, oh God. Let's understand the impact of your word. Let's understand your love. Teach us, oh God. Teach us the deep things. Speak to us in our beds. Instruct our hearts. Cause us to do. Let us not be found wanting. Father, thank you for your own glory. Let your excellences be seen in our lives. Father, help us to love you more. Teach us, oh God, not to take for granted or make shipwreck of the things that you have provided for us for free. Cause us to understand what is ours, our right. Cause us to walk in them, oh God. As we penetrate the workplaces, our world, oh God, you have taught us that we are the head and not the least, oh God. Father, teach us to walk as though we are the heads. Teach us to understand, to straighten our lives. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit of help. Thank you for the Spirit of counsel. Thank you for your help in our lives. We ask one thing, despite us, oh God, supersede us. Help us. Help us, oh God. We will lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, oh God. This afternoon we ask that you help out of our lives. Help us where we know it's personal. Touch us in deep things. Touch us in places. Touch each everyone. You know, you are all knowing. The Bible says you are all knowing. You know each one that is in Victory Assembly. Now, at this point, oh God, concerning Victory, I prophesy that anyone that has left this church, you know, that has left this church out of, you know, whatever, that Zion will be filled. That the house shall be filled with his praise and the praise of our God shall be heard in nations. That the word of God will go out of this place with power. that Zion will begin to receive its function. I speak function into this house in the name of Jesus. That what is lacking in Zion will begin to be made known to Zion in dreams and in revelations, oh God. That you will show us your ways in this house, oh God. Teach us, we cannot do anything without you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. The wealth, the Bible says, of the heathens, you know, the cattle on the thousand hills, they are yours. You have the control and the monopoly of everything, oh God. Now teach us and show us your way as a church. Help us, oh God, we cannot do it. We've tried our own strength, we failed. Now show up yourself in our lives, in our church, in our situation. Lord, we're on our knees, oh God. Yes, our hearts are bowed low. Forgive us for where we've gone wrong. As individuals, our hearts are lifted to you as a church. Help us, help our function, help our spirituality, help our lives, oh God. Teach us deep things. Speak to us by your Holy Spirit, oh God. Let it be personal. Show us a respect for you. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We acknowledge you, oh God. We bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.